A cop struggling with relationship and addiction issues searches for a killer with a frosty MO along a chilly backdrop. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, The Snowman.
He calls himself the Snowman Killer. He's completely insane. The only thing we know for sure is that he's playing games with us.
Someone with daddy issues is targeting women and taunting Inspector Harry Hole. Yes, that's his name. And it's just the case he needs to get him out of an alcohol-fueled rut.
A woman vanished last night. We just found the body.
Prince?
And the head is missing.
Settle on the frozen cities and towns of Oslo, Norway. The cinematography and look of the film are pretty well cool. But that's about it as far as the positive. Michael Fassbender stars in what should be a tight and creepy murder mystery. Instead, what we get is a very uneven, weirdly spliced together, and seemingly unfinished WTF fest. I watched the trailer again after the movie to see if they were the same thing. The trailer actually told me more. Based on the best-selling book, a stellar cast, and the trailer, I was really excited for this one. Fassbender is fine, but it's tough to play along with his character, who amazingly goes from a strung-out alcoholic to a super cop family man in a couple of hours. Good performances from co-stars Rebecca Ferguson, Charlotte Gainsbourg, and J.K. Simmons aren't enough to warm things up. And while it was great to see Val Kilmer, his character was totally wasted. And by wasted, I mean he was loaded all the time and underutilized. Here you have Kilmer playing a tortured, alcoholic veteran cop, and the last you see of him, he's walking out of a window into a snowdrift. That might be a spoiler. I don't know. If it is, it doesn't matter. And because of that, I give The Snowman 1.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. This one never comes alive. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.